This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Final hour of power coming right at you, right here on The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. Man, we were just talking about Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese. I got Captain Todd. First of all, Captain Todd, I should make you wash your hands. I was going to say wash your mouth out with soap, because you know that's what they say when people swear. But I should make you wash your hands for tweeting this at me. Sorry to tweet at you so much. There is no such thing, Captain Todd, especially for you, tweeting at me too much, man. Ride with me from the get-go. Definitely appreciate when you tap in. Says, sorry to tweet at you so much. Yuck. But this is exactly what the WNBA needs. We need rivalries and love them. There aren't a lot of rivalries going on now. This is the time for them to do it. It's going to spike the sport, and I'm here for it. Todd, you hit it right on the head, brother. Don't apologize for sending a gas tweet out like that, brother. My guy Little tweets at me and says, show the DC Divas some love, 3-0. I actually was supposed to call the DC Divas game last weekend, 2 weekends ago, with my girl Melissa Kim, you know, my color analyst for when I do Howard football, but our old friend Scott Action Jackson got the call instead. So there was that. But definitely hip to the DC Divas as well. All four showing love to all the sports here in the DMV region. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. Before we get out of here, we will talk about the NBA draft. We will talk about what the Wizards are going to do with their 2 first-round picks. We'll also talk a little bit about the NBA postseason as well. But before we get into that, I want to keep the main thing, and that is what we were talking about there in that 8 o'clock hour. It's interesting to me. Mike Clay, ESPN, yearly puts out projections for each team each year, and this year for the Commanders, some of his projections really stood out to me. One in particular that stood out that I know may annoy a lot of you out there as fans, Mike Clay has Brian Robinson as the leading rusher and leading touchdown scorer on the ground for the Washington Commanders. He's got B-Rob going for 776 yards on 185 carries and scoring 8 rushing touchdowns. He also has him getting a receiving touchdown rather as well. Do you like it or do you not? Because it feels like, and maybe I'm wrong with this, maybe I'm not picking up what y'all putting down, right? Feels like everybody to a man, woman, children, older people. You all have written off Brian Robinson in a way that I don't remember a starter being written off before. Think about, this is what shows you, they only care about you while you're doing something for them. Talking about us as fans, it's grimy business. B-Rob got shot, young. Like, you realize this brother got shot? and came back the same season, and y'all are going to write that guy off? You think that guy is going to fall by the wayside? If he didn't let a bunch of goons in Southeast D.C. stop him, what makes you think hate mail and nasty tweets and stupid observations are going to make him quit? Are you kidding me? Brian Robinson, to me, one of the keys to this offense next year, I dubbed Washington's offense last year exotic smash-mouth football is what they were. When you consider the rushing numbers, when you consider how prolific they were as a passing offense, I called it exotic smash-mouth football. B-Rob is the smash-mouth. He runs through people's face masks. I know what all you were saying. Oh, he's not fast enough. Oh, he's not this. He's not that. That's the same fan base that watched John Riggins, damn it. You want to talk about speed? Speed doesn't matter all the time at the running back position. For B-Rob, he wasn't perfect last year at all. Got to get better in terms of vision, I think. And that's really his number one issue to me, was the vision. Other than that, great contact balance, runs through tackles, sure-handed guy out of the backfield, pretty good in pass pro. B-Rob is a starting running back in the National Football League, yet you all make it seem like he's some YMCA 9-to-5 ham and egger.
I think he's just got to be healthy, too. Because when you make the point with Brian Robinson not having great vision, there were times where you do see that last year. But I think at times we saw his impact a little bit diminished because he was playing basically on a bum knee the entire season.
Yeah.
And then he damn near almost broke his ankle against Dallas, and he still played the rest of the year. And I think that kind of impacted the way he cut a little bit. Maybe he wasn't able to hit the hole as hard as we had seen earlier in the season. He was having a great beginning of the year. He was nearly scoring in almost every single game that he played, and that production tailed off a little bit as he got injured, as the offensive line got more banged up. So then all of a sudden the narrative becomes that he sucks or something. That's not the case.
It's stupid. It's probably, of all the takes that have been given out this offseason surrounding the Burgundy and Goat, I think that's the worst one, and that's the one that's annoyed me the most. Because he's a damn good football player. I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know, he's a top five back in the league. But, like, he ain't no bum, right? He's serviceable. He could be the starting running back on a Super Bowl team. I fully believe that about him. So, I don't know, man. I just feel like the B-Rob hate was a little bit too strong. What interests me about the statistical projection for Brian Robinson from our guy Mike Clay is the first thing that I jumped to is, well, man, how many carries does he have Brian Robinson getting? Last year, Brian Robinson carried the football 187 times. Next year, he's got B-Rob carrying it 185 times. And think about this. B-Rob missed a game last year, right? He didn't play in that second game against the Giants at MetLife. So we'll see what ultimately happens. I know a lot of you have already started fitting Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret for his Hall of Fame jacket. You all think he's going to Canton. Hadn't even played a snap yet. So we'll see what happens when it comes to the Commanders running back room. But one thing's for certain, two things for sure. Writing off Brian Robinson, if you're doing that, you lost a little bit of points from me.
I don't even know if this is a hot take at this point. This is how I saw it. I feel like my eyes didn't lie to me 2 years ago in the 2023 season. And yes, the team stunk. Everything about the team stunk. The offense was terrible. The quarterback was terrible.
The coordinator was terrible.
The coordinator wouldn't give the running back the football enough.
Yeah.
Terry McLaurin was injured. Brian Robinson was the best offensive player on the team in 2023.
Yes, he was
easily the best player offensively on that team. And I think people just forget that he was really the only reason they were close in a bunch of games early in the season before the tank job was on.
Dude, I remember the screen pass he took long.
Seattle.
It took went yards.
He's a good
Seattle.
Receiving back.
Yes, he is.
He knows how to get open.
Exactly.
He knows how to adjust his routes and get open. I think that needs to be utilized in his game more. I think at times the Commanders will move away from that. But, you know, in that season where they didn't really have much talent at the wide receiver room, and Sam Howell also just, you know, stunk up the joint as well. Robinson was a reliable option to get the ball to in the flat. He makes guys miss.
He does. Your guy, Doc Walker, our guy, Doc Walker, had the best analogy when it came to Sam Howell, bro. Cracked me up every single time.
Well, I loved him for like 4 weeks because I was just a young kid. I was like, oh my god, this quarterback leads the league in passing yards. I didn't know anything.
So
I know what a real quarterback looks like.
When I fell out of love with Sam Howell, was that first matchup against the Giants, is what I think it was. We were in MetLife. He was so bad, bro.
Oh, that game made me so angry.
He was
Jahan dropped the ball. That was the end of Jahan as well.
Yeah. And was Jahan, that was the same game he had the spin move, right?
No, that was his rookie year. That was when he was good.
I'm tripping. That was when he was good. You're right. But, Jahan had that drop, and we argued all week about it, Ben. I'm glad you characterized it as what it was. It was a drop.
Yes.
It was a drop. So all the Sam Howell haters was like, you got to throw a better ball. Got to throw a better ball.
He was bad. Sam Howell was really bad in that game.
He was horrible.
Not to discount that, but that was a drop.
So the DOC had the best adage about Howell's problem during 23. Remember why we were worried about the offensive line? Because Howell took a beating. But Howell's beating was self-inflicted. He was a pain freak is what I like to describe him as.
And then by the end of the season, he would leave clean pockets. If you watch the film, he would sit there. The pocket would be clean. Nobody is there to get him out of there. Right. And he just rolls out to his right. And he just not throwing the ball to dudes who are open.
That's what happens when you get your face smashed in.
The little green man was in his head.
Yeah, I like the way you described it.
That's my dad's favorite saying. Every time a quarterback starts to stink in the NFL, he always says green man. Green man's in his head.
So if you're a little top, Papa Strober's big top. Remember that. Tell him I said that.
I will. When I get home tonight, I'll tell him that.
Tell him I said that. But you brought up a tremendous point about how leaving clean pockets. It was a byproduct of him getting his face smashed in, first and foremost. And then the problem with him, and I'll never forget, it was after that Giants game. I tweeted, and I used to do the Hoffman's Football Therapy Couch with Craig Hoffman every Tuesday on the Team 980. And after that therapy session, I said something during the session that went viral here locally. And I was early on it. But people at the time, I mean, they were tweeting all types of things at me. You're the one that said Taylor Heinicke would be this. I said after that Giants game that Sam Howell is holding this football team back. And at the time, you got to think about it. That Giants game was right after the Eagles game, if I'm not mistaken, when he went Kanye crazy and threw for 400 yards and four touchdowns. Doc Walker described it like this, Ben. He said, It's like a dude holding a grenade. He won't get rid of it. He wouldn't throw the damn football. He sits back there and self-destructs and blows himself up each and every week. And the doc was right about that. That was the number one problem of, you know what I was calling him, right? Slinging Sammy Howell. That was the one problem with slinging Sammy. He had aura. That's the other thing about him where I think a lot of us younger cats liked him because Charlie just carried himself the right way. He had a bounce to his step. It was a swagger about him.
Yeah. I mean, but you knew how deprived this fan base, how we were.
Yes.
Of quarterback play.
He looked good during camp, Ben. He did, bro. That Ravens preseason game.
That was an exposure. That was a special night.
That was the exposure for him, though, too.
Listen, you see him uncork a deep ball to Terry in Denver, and all of a sudden everyone's like, this is it.
Yeah.
This guy just threw a 50-yard touchdown to Terry McLaurin. Beautiful. He is our quarterback. But now, then when Jaden did it against Cincinnati, the first time they connected on the deep ball, I was like, oh, my God.
I know.
That's what it should look like.
It was crazy because watching him throughout the course of that training camp, talking about how he looked pretty good. Like, he didn't look bad at all. I thought he definitely earned the job during camp. Nothing was handed to him. It's just tough. The moment of that season that, like, now we're doing going down memory lane. This is torture for some of you out there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're probably mad that we're even
reliving this. Like, dude, the game that stood out to me, man, that Buffalo Bills game when they beat our ass at home, and the defense halfway through the fourth quarter just unplugged their controller and said, "Screw it, just run it up."
I remember watching that game. I was like, "Oh my God, we're terrible. We're 2-0. How did I fall for it?"
This is
a Ron Rivera coach team.
You know how we
how
fell
did
for
I
it?
Fall for this?
You know how we fell for it? Because they went to Denver, and that was a good win.
And then Denver gave up 70 points next week.
I know. We're going down memory lane. It's absolutely torturous. Real quick, Ben, we didn't ask you this. Do you think B-Rob is the leading rusher and leading touchdown getter on the ground next year for D.C.?
Yeah, he's not going to lose his starting running back role this year. I don't think
he does either. I think he gets an extension this summer. I think they extend him this summer.
I haven't made up my mind on whether the organization goes that direction with him, but he has a chip on his shoulder right now.
Yes.
I've been following what he's been posting on social media.
That's
with his training sessions.
Yeah.
He has made it very clear that he hears y'all out there talking about him, talking down on his name.
Yeah.
I think he's playing with a chip on his shoulder. I think he's a guy that's had a chip on his shoulder his entire football career.
Yeah.
If you look back at his time at Alabama, he took a fifth year because
couldn't get on the field.
He wasn't on the field. Then he has 1,500 yards in a year.
Yeah.
That was a chip on the shoulder moment. Gets him drafted in the third round. He gets shot.
Yeah.
He comes back and starts to play at a high level within a year. And I think we might see something similar to that this year. I think the offensive line being better is going to be a big part of that. Offensively, the team being better is just what's going to make a world of a difference for him.
More talent at wide receiver.
More emphasis on Jaden not scrambling as much as well, I think will play a role in that. I think he's going to have a really good bounce back year as long as he stays healthy.
So, real quick here before we take a time out and get into some Wizards talk here. One of the top three moments of the Ron Rivera era was B-Rob running out to many men when he came back from being shot. Ron didn't get a lot right. He got that right. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we will get into the Wizards coming up here momentarily. When we come back, though, the conference finals are set in both of the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference in the NBA. We'll talk about that as we got game one of the Western Conference finals tomorrow from Oklahoma City.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
+1 800-636-1067, the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Tapped in to the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, out of Washington, D.C. Wow. Of course, I'm out of Washington, D.C., because you're in D.C. listening right here on The Fan. I had a brain fart for a second. Full transparency, it's been a day for your boy. I was in the saddle on our sister station, the Team 9, 81-4 today, sitting in for the Rooster. I went in and got a pretty intense workout in between that show and this one. And now as we are in the final 40 minutes of this program, my brain is shot. So I thought I was coming back from break for a national radio show where I say, you're tapped into the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, out of Washington, D.C. But I'm in D.C. So there's that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I want to get into the NBA postseason here before we start talking about the Washington Wizards, and NBA playoffs to this point have been an absolute doozy. I've loved it. Super competitive. We had, obviously, that Game 7 yesterday between OKC and Denver. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. We were talking about Sam Howell's aura. SGA is the aura king in terms of just getting it. Him and Jalen Williams, the catalyst yesterday to the Thunder, getting past the Denver Nuggets, 125-93. Ironically enough, Denver was up 5 at the end of the opening quarter, and I went, man, I should have put a little $5 parlay in on the Nuggets because they were big underdogs. And then the one seed in the West, the 68-win team in the West, showed just that. Now, to Denver's credit, they came in a little bit shorthanded. Aaron Gordon ended up starting and playing, only played 25 minutes, though, dealing with a pretty severe hamstring strain. The fact that he had 4 offensive rebounds in his 25 minutes, I think is super impressive. But a lot of people have been raising the question of, like, should Nikola Jokic force his way out of Denver? Because when you look at Denver and where they are financially, they're going to have to retool their roster a little bit to stay afloat atop the Western Conference, a super competitive Western Conference. Obviously, Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic are still your foundational pieces, your untouchables, so to speak. But, like, Michael Porter Jr.'s contract is an albatross. You will not win a championship with him making that type of cheese. It's the best way that I put it. So we'll see how Denver retools. They deserve credit. Apparently, David Adelman, the son of legendary coach Rick Adelman, the current interim head coach for Denver, is the shoe-in to get the full-time job as the Nuggets head coach. And I think he deserves it based on how that group was able to rally in this NBA playoffs. They went 7 games with the LA Clippers, and they go 7 games with the one seed. So he proved himself to be very valuable. I'm not sure, though, what is next for the Denver Nuggets. For OKC, I learned a hell of a lot about them yesterday. They earned my respect, finally. You can win 68 games during the regular season. That's cute. That's fine and dandy. There is a different level of pressure that comes with playing in a Game 7 of a postseason series. And, yes, they were at home. Yes, they're the favorite seed. All that matters. But going up against a veteran-laden Nuggets team who had been in this spot before several years in a row, for OKC to turn out the way that they did, I was super impressed. SGA, 35 points, 3 steals, 4 assists. Was awesome. His sidekick yesterday, to me, his sidekicks plural yesterday, the big reason why they were able to win, J-Dub, Jalen Williams was amazing. 24 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds on 10 of 17 shooting. He was good. I thought the defense from Chet Holmgren and Alex Caruso was awesome yesterday. And they were a big reason why they were able to win, man. Cason Wallace got some good minutes, too. Here's the other thing. The depth was clearly an issue for Denver going into the series. OKC has supreme depth. You think about who comes off the bench for them. Aaron Wiggins, Cason Wallace, Isaiah Joe, Caruso, Jay Will. They playing 10 deep, bro. Like, that does not happen in the NBA playoffs. Normally you've seen them rotations chop down to 7 at times, right? We're only 2 dudes coming off the bench. Not OKC. They run with a mob. They run with a deep crew, as Joe Witt Jr. likes to say for the Commanders. In their Western Conference Finals series against Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves, honestly, is the winner of that series the new face of the NBA? Is the winner of OKC in Minnesota the new face of the NBA? Because I think when we have these conversations about who is the face of the league, SGA, right? You talk about the young pups, SGA, Ant, Luka, both have the right personalities to be the face of the league. Ant Edwards, a trash-talking maestro. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Mr. Kardashian, Mr. Skims himself. Dresses well. Is already turning into a face of the league. The kids love SGA. Whoever wins the Western Conference Finals and punches their ticket to the finals, I think we're having a different conversation either about SGA or about Anthony Edwards. For sure. For sure. Now, the other thing is this about those two gentlemen, those two young men, those two teams. If you're the Wizards, 2 different ways to rebuild. Just keep it local here. For Minnesota, think about what they did. They tanked. They tanked. They also traded in their tank. Now, they got and were able to draft their star franchise-altering cat, Anthony Edwards. That's what the Wizards still have yet to draft, which is why not landing Cooper Flagg hurts you so much. But Minnesota did it in a way of getting the star in Ant Edwards, drafting other good talent around him as well, because like he's not the only key integral piece of that organization that is homegrown drafted. They got some other cats in there as well, but he is obviously the key cog in the straw that stirs the drink, so to speak. Then going out in the trade for Rudy Gobert, when they were ready, when they felt like they were, you know, trying to get to that next level, to go out and get Rudy from the Utah Jazz. Like, that stuff matters. You went in and filled out your roster with some ancillary veterans, right? Mike Conley, Anthony Edwards consistently speaks about what Mike Conley has meant to his growth and development. Big Bite is what he likes to call Mike Conley. But if you're a Wizards fan out there, man, like I think you got to look directly at these two teams as, hey, another way to rebuild. Another way to rebuild as well is the Indiana Pacers. The Eastern Conference Finals set between the Pacers and the Knicks. Game one of that series set for Wednesday. Those folks out there that are conspiracy theorists and think that pro sports are rigged, boy, did you get a lot of ammo over the weekend when both of these two teams punched their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals. Friday is when the Knicks officially clinched. It was almost a year ago when WWE had both Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson on Friday Night SmackDown, and those two, obviously wrestling is scripted, and those two fake disliking each other. Now they're meeting in the Eastern Conference Finals, and someone threw the old WrestleMania 17 graphics on a on the game, and they did like a WWE-style vignette. Like it was, if you're a wrestling mark like me, and I wouldn't even consider myself a mark, if you appreciate wrestling like I do, you definitely love what they were able to do on social media with that. With that being said, it feels like everyone thinks that the winner of the finals is coming out west. Whoever wins that, like that's the real finals, because they don't look at New York and Indiana too favorably. Crazy part about it is these two teams finished exactly one game apart in the final standings in the Eastern Conference, so they're very evenly matched. I think Indiana is going to punk the Knicks. I think Cat gets punked in this series and is ineffective, and Miles Turner, Obi Toppin, those boys down there, I think they're going to get it done. Let's take a timeout, though. We'll keep things rolling. About a half hour left to go on the program. Chase Hughes is going to join us before we get out of here. When we get back, though, two new mock drafts dropped fresh off of the NBA Combine last week in Chicago. Jonathan Wasserman, lead draft analyst for Bleacher Report, and Jonathan Gavoni, lead draft analyst for ESPN, both put out their mock drafts earlier this morning. Who do they have the Wizards selecting at 6 and 18 overall? We'll let you know that next here on The Fan. Want to get into the Washington Wizards here while we got a hot second. Chase Hughes going to join us to end the show here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. Jonathan Gavoni of ESPN, as well as Jonathan Wasserman of Bleacher Report, both the lead analysts on the draft for both of those outlets, dropped their latest mock draft. And I'm going to look at across the mock draft landscape. I went with those two because they're the two most credible draft guys that I followed throughout this process. And we know as Wizards fans, you got to be hip to the NBA draft because we're always picking at, right at the top of it. For Jonathan Gavoni, he has Washington, and this is actually best case scenario. I keep telling everybody out there, if Trey Johnson from Texas falls to Washington at number 6, you run to the podium and turn in the pick. What they need going into this draft is another guy that can create shots for themselves and others. Ben, right now on this roster, if I told you there's only one guy that could consistently win off the bounce, create his own shot, and then create for themselves and others, who would you think it would be?
Jordan Poole?
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. He's the only guy on the roster that can do it. That's why I'm hoping for a big year two jump out of Bub Carrington, because I think he's got the chops to be a lead guard in this league. I think he just needs to get a little bit stronger and faster to try to get downhill a little bit more. He was cooking, though, down the stretch of last year. His jumper is butter. But right now, Jordan Poole's the only guy on this team that can create shots for himself and others that we know is going to be here for a little while. Chris Middleton technically, I guess, can, right? But he's old as dirt. No offense to Chris Middleton. That's what the Wizards need coming out of this draft. And at 6, there's just no guarantee that you're going to get that. Here's my projection. One of the two freshman guards from last year will be there for you. either Trey Johnson of Texas or Jeremiah Fears of Oklahoma. Trey Johnson, to me, the more coveted, sought-after guy. But in this mock from Gavoni, he actually has Jeremiah Fears going fifth to the Jazz. Man, they'd be tripping. For the Jazz to go point guard again after you already drafted Keontae George, you brought in Isaiah Collier last year, that's another guy that, duh, we should have known he was going to work out. I don't know why Isaiah Collier's draft stock slipped the way that it did. Because, I mean, he's a bucket. Anyway, this is the best case scenario if you're the Wizards. Talking about Trey Johnson falling. If it's not Trey Johnson at six, a couple other guys that I like. Kaman Maluach from Duke. Pairing him next to Alex Saar gives you a chance to have one of the best defensive front courts in the NBA. And when Will Dawkins and company get in front of a microphone, first thing they say is, we need to establish an identity, a culture. They want that culture to be oriented in defense. So pairing Maluach and Saar next to each other, I think, is a match made in heaven. Another guy potentially there at six for the Wizards, if he slips, could be, like I said, Jeremiah Fears from OU. Think about Jeremiah Fears that bothers me a little bit. He's scrawny. He got a lot of weight to put on, and it feels redundant taking him because he's like Jordan Poole. Like, that would be my comp for Jeremy Fears. He's a Jordan Poole clone, right? But a little bit more upside, obviously, because he's younger. The other scenario is the Wizards trading up to the number three overall pick. That is a possibility. The Sixers have dangled that pick out, but I just don't think the Wizards have the necessary draft capital to actually have that be a thing. What they do have in their favor is they got a glut of cap space. And one thing to monitor, right, the Wizards are the central organization and home for teams trying to get off of bad contracts. All you got to do is attach a first-round pick to it, and you can send them here to D.C., Paul George, you may be a Wizard sooner rather than later. So that's the interesting part of all of this. At 18, we haven't discussed a lot of the possibilities there. If they go guard at six, I need a big man that can house rebounds at number 18 overall. The other question I have is this. Well, first of all, they got Danny Wolfe. We're familiar with Danny Wolfe, mocked to the Wolves at 17. I'd love Danny Wolfe here in D.C. He would fit perfectly next to Alex Saar. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll put a button on this show. Chase Hughes of the Monumental Sports Network joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.